Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Nebraska catcher Josh Caron was named to the Buster Posey National Collegiate Catcher of the Year Award watch list. Good Lord, you have enough long names.
Hey, that's
there.
Awesome. Good for Ben Columbus, because good for Nebraska baseball. Because I really like Nebraska baseball, damn it. Huh. Having to defend myself over this last break.
Andrew wanted to know if you got rid of all the Jayskers in the media, how many people would be left? 1620 would be gutted.
You said one. Because apparently, since I do creating baseball games on the radio, I'm also
so. I guess I'm canceled out.
I'm part of the problem. I'm part of the problem. Yeah, yeah. Jimmy, you as well.
Never mind the Kansas football shirt I would wear many times.
I'm wearing a Nebraska baseball pullover today.
I would be willing to do this. One year during the spring game, I did the sidelines, a Nebraska baseball game, and a Lincoln Stars hockey game all on the same day.
It's impressive.
Ooh, she was not happy with me that day. Oh, no. New. I would love to do an Omaha, Creighton, and Nebraska game all in the same day. Not against each other, but all in the same day.
Make your ways around.
Yeah, you can pull it off.
I like this.
Now, would you be willing to possibly do a Creighton soccer game?
Would I be the play-by-play guy or the analyst?
I'd say whatever you want.
Either one.
Because I've done soccer before. I don't think I'd be really good as an analyst.
No, I wouldn't be good as an analyst.
Like, I couldn't bring it. I couldn't bring it like Josh and John Schreiner.
I couldn't tell you why something was happening. I couldn't tell you strategy. That's why you get someone smarter than you of the game. But you could pull that off. You could do a Nebraska game. Say it was 11 a.m. start. Mm-hmm. Then maybe you get an afternoon. Oh, man, that's tough. If it's in Lincoln, though, you would need a Nebraska night game. I think that's what you need. And then you need the other two events would have to be very early.
Yeah.
It's possible. Not ideal, but possible.
I did color for soccer once for TV, and I have no idea, to give you an idea, my opinion on soccer rivals that of Michael Severe. So I basically just made jokes for 2 hours and sat on my hands because it was 30 degrees.
I did late 90s when Nebraska soccer was like really, really, really good. I did those. We did the NCAA games like that when they had the fight against Notre Dame.
Ooh,
nice. I was either Notre Dame or Texas A&M. I went into full hockey mode.
Yeah.
Remember Kelly Lindsay, who went to Miller North, great soccer player?
Yeah,
she kind of got into it.
That didn't surprise me.
It's like the
she
NBA.
Graduated same year. I knew a lot of people who knew her. I met her a bunch of times. I wouldn't say we were friends, but yeah, she was like world-class athlete too. And she had a little piss and vinegar in her too.
That's where I first met Mike Carey. Remember him, an NFL official?
Yeah.
His daughter Danica was on the soccer team.
Oh, no kidding.
Dated a Nebraska baseball player. Nebraska baseball player goes out to visit her in San Diego. Dad gets him up at 6 a.m. to go work out.
Attaboy. That's how you're supposed to do it. Yeah. That's a good relationship right there.
Yeah. That didn't last very long after that.
I can imagine. What the hell am I getting myself into here?
Do we not have breakfast? No. You don't get breakfast unless you earn it. Okay. Where were we? I'm more enthralled this.
This went with... It was Josh Caron. And then I felt I had to defend my Nebraska baseball fandom because that was in question.
But you got to be fair here. Then you got to go, man, wait, there's going to be a day that Kapisi is going to get one as well.
No, hey, don't forget about my guy, Hogan Heligso. Come on now.
It rolls off the tongue.
The future is Connor Kapisi, but right now, Hogan Heligso is a dude.
Playing on the road for the fourth.
You didn't say that about Caron.
I said it enough. See, if you knew me, if you knew me, you know I already think highly of Josh Caron. So I don't feel like I have to overcompensate by just proving a point. Okay?
Everybody love everybody, unless you're a Wisconsin basketball fan.
Which they're not happy today. I don't know if they're happy today to at least be playing day games, but playing on the road for the fourth of five weekend series, Creighton baseball faces Villanova in a 3-game set that begins today at the Tiny Baby High School Stadium in Philly. They enter the game at 27-7. Omaha Hockey adds former Penn State defenseman Dylan Gratton to the roster for next season. They've been active. He joins the Mavericks after his freshman to sophomore seasons at Penn State, where he scored 5 goals, adding 19 assists. The new Maverick blue liner has more multi-point games under his belt. Last season, he recorded a 3-game point streak where he logged 5 points. He blocked 63 shots last season. It was the 6th most in the Big Ten. Omaha softball head coach Mike Hurd inks a contract extension that'll keep him
well deserved
through 2028, and yes, very well deserved. Having a good year. Omaha men's basketball, it's junior forward Cameron Thomas for the 24-25 season. The 6'8", 200-pound Chicago native was a standout at Hutch Community College in his lone year with the program. Wonder if he went to the salt mines there. I never did. I regret that. He averaged 16 points and 6 rebounds per game while shooting 47.5% from the field, 43% on threes. He led the Blue Dragons to a 29-7 record and a trip to the quarterfinals in the NJCAA. So whatever. He did stuff. The Storm Chasers fall at Nashville last night, 9-1. They'll play again tonight at 6:35. In the NBA, Jimmy Effing Butler is expected to be sidelined for several weeks. That sucks. With a right MCL injury suffered in Wednesday's loss to the Sixers, he was hurt on the final play of the first quarter in Philadelphia and remained in the game, but scored a total of 12 points the rest of the way on 3 of 14 shooting. Miami's offense dried up. They lost 105-104. They'll face the Bulls tonight, the winner securing the number 8 seed in the East and a chance to be swept by the Boston Celtics. The Heat officially ruled Butler out for the game yesterday afternoon, then also ruled out point guard Scary Terry Rozier, who continues to deal with a strained neck. 1-2-3 Cancun. In the West, Gary's Beam team is in New Orleans to face the Pelicans' Zan Zion, who is also hurt. Finally, and positively here, Jahmyr Yager returned to action Thursday. No, this isn't something I'm reading from 1991. For the first time since turning 52 and immediately scored. Of course he scored. He's Jahmyr Yager. He surpassed legend Gordie Howe to become the oldest player taking regular shifts in professional ice hockey. Howe, known as Mr. Hockey, was 52 years, 11 days old when he played his final NHL game in 1980. The Canadian later played a single shift with the Detroit Vipers of the International Hockey League in 1997 at the age of 69. He died in 2016. That is not nice. Yager hadn't played since February 10th, 5 days before he turned 52. Happy birthday. And rejoined his Kladno Knights, a top division team from his Czech Republic hometown, in the second game of a playoff relegation series against Vsetin. The former NHL great in his first shift was unmarked when he collected the puck in front of the goal and scored to give his team a 1-0 lead a minute 59 into the game. Long live Jahmyr Yager and the mullet.
I was just hoping that maybe he was showing up in like a men's league team at Moylan.
He will eventually.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Got room for one more? Yeah. You know how to play? A little.
Creighton, enjoy your game at Zirinsky tonight. Or today, actually.
Hopefully there's no lake effect snow at Zirinsky.
It's a real thing.
It is a thing.
Remember that last year, don't you?
Yeah. The so both Nebraska and Creighton and Omaha, Nebraska and Omaha are home this weekend. Nebraska needs to win a series against Maryland. Mm-hmm. Creighton needs to win a series against Villanova. Omaha needs to win a series against Northern Colorado. At least Villanova has a pulse, it appears. They swept Seton Hall and only gave up 3 runs. So they've won like 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Were they 2-21?
Yeah, at one point, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You might not just need to win the series, but sweep the series.
You got to sweep.
Because a lot of the projections about 5 weeks out, 5-6 weeks out for the field of 64 have Nebraska as a 2 seed and Creighton as a 3 seed. Nebraska this weekend in a full-fledged slump, but now you're on a conference weekend. We're just trying to stack conference series wins. Nebraska needs to act like a 2 seed and play like a 2 seed. Thank God they have a good 1-2. But it was kind of curious. They left... They left Sunday open, depending on what happens on Friday and Saturday, which puts a little bit more pressure on Sears and McConaughey to continue to this deal. Mm-hmm. And then you figure it out on Sunday what you're going to do. My pick would be Will Walsh.
That's right where I was going to. I think he's back in the Sunday rotation. I think that is a role carved out that I think suits him very well. And this is a part of... We talked about it all last week, before and after the Creighton game, of where this team, at least where they look, what they look like they are right now, and the things that still need to be accomplished for this team to really have a memorable season. And I'm with you. You brought it up, and I'm glad you did, because there are times in the year that Nebraska won the Big Ten in the COVID year a couple years back, he got into that hosting conversation because it was actually thrown out in a projection by D1Baseball.com. And then as soon as people even started to entertain the idea, Rutgers came and took 3 away from them. But it didn't matter. Nebraska was able to respond and still validate that they're a good team. Maybe not a regional host-worthy team, but validate that they're a good team. That's where they are right now. Nobody is confusing Nebraska right now as a regional hosting team. Now, you put yourself in a position, though, to where you're going to be right up there in the top of the Big Ten, draw a good seed in the Big Ten tournament, be able to find yourself in a two-seed type of scenario in the NCAA tournament where you're playing that one seed on the second night, and you're able to feel better about just the way the things that you establish early on are actually real about this team. I've had, and I know you've heard this throughout the week too from a lot of our listeners, a lot of people are starting to use the word fake or fraud. People are wondering, were we basically fooled early on in the season? You've been around enough baseball. I have as well. The things that I've watched this team, even in their slump, I still feel there's a quality baseball team right there, a team that's worthy of being in the field of 64. My only concern is there was a time in this first half of the season, Gary, that I looked at this team as not only are they an NCAA tournament team, this is a team that could actually do something in the NCAA tournament. That's what I want to see now is, can they get back to where I feel like, okay, they've got pitching for the most part figured out. Offensively, they're starting to get collectively hot. Those types of things to where you feel like, yeah, they're going to be an NCAA tournament team, but they could actually get out of a regional if things line up. And that starts with what they do on the mound.
Other big news, and it's all surrounding Union Omaha, who their home opener, not the Open Cup, but the U.S. Open Cup that they played the other night at Warner, their home opener is Saturday. Huge news. So they won. So they're into the round of 32 in the U.S. Open Cup. And Sporting KC. So we're going to have a real MLS team is coming to Omaha. They're going to play out at Warner. They haven't locked down the date. It's either the 7th or 8th of May.
Ooh, most hated rivals. It's like if the Kings played the Kings back in the day. Kansas City and Omaha.
Yeah, that's...
That's a bit... That, and the soccer community, that's a big deal. I mean, this is a bona fide MLS team is coming to Omaha to play something that matters. Because Omaha, where did they go? They went up to Minnesota. They played Minnesota in the U.S. Open.
Are they playing?
Cup
where are they playing at Cornelia Field? Are they playing at UNO? I thought maybe they're playing at Cornelia Field.
No, I think that is.
Is it at Warner? Okay,
I think it's at Warner.
Marty just heard the bat signal or saw the bat signal.
Marty, confirm.
I'm coming to the rescue.
I think it's there, but also. Union Omaha, which, you know, I'm sure Marty is, his vehicle knows his way down to Lincoln. The Sports Arena Facility Financing Act got amended by the unicameral yesterday. So it's to financially support eligible sports arena facilities, including their soccer-specific stadium development downtown. So they're a step closer, but still have some work to do. So yesterday was a good day for Union Omaha. But that'll be a big deal. They're kind of in that transition phase of they're still really popular and they're still really, really good. But how do you grow your fan base? And they've got a exciting development on the horizon. But to throw in the U.S. Open Cup where you get an MLS team here in town, that's a pretty cool deal.
Especially considering you got a lot of Sporting KC fans around here, too.
Yes,
I don't know much about soccer, but I see a lot of those, what do they call them, kits? Not jerseys.
The little cute scarves? Scarves, whatever.
Well, the uniforms call it kit, I guess, so. But I see a lot of the Sporting KC
talking.
If I was doing soccer, like do soccer in the fall at Creighton and Morrison Stadium, say Creighton is their kit tonight is blues.
Do they do powder blues in soccer?
They should.
I feel like every sport. Every sports team they have.
Sure, I'm glad. I'm just glad that the Lions, when they announced their uniform yesterday, are getting rid of the grays.
Yeah.
Yep. The black looks good.
Yeah,
I like the black.
I don't like the black.
Well, the good thing is they won't be wearing it a lot.
I don't like this. Is Detroit on the white.
Yeah,
jerseys.
Now the Detroit is now the home uniform is it's in the beautiful. Running to be the best home uniform in the entire NFL. Yep. The Detroit seems a little big on the road whites.
Yeah, get rid of that and
Detroit.
It's almost perfect.
Yeah,
in fact, they're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Whoa!
No, they're not. But they're going to get to it.
Oh, that. So much conviction there, and then you quickly reverse course.
No, because then I forgot who's in the AFC. So, and I've said that they're going to win every Super Bowl until the end of time. So, it's been done.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be a lot of t-shirts.
What a run that would be.
Yeah, I'd get bored.
Everybody would.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, enjoy football.
Kind of like one time I'd like a stress-free January.
Because they blow out every opponent.
But why? The best Detroit uniform was during the Barry Sanders era.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, the Jets messed up the other day. So the Jets said they were going back to their with their
early 80s, yeah. mid 80s, yeah.
Did they uniforms. Not? Mm-hmm. Did they not look at the Namath uniforms?
Ken O'Brien.
And those helmets?
Oh, the old white helmets?
Yeah, the Joe Namath helmets were completely different from the Ken O'Brien era.
Yeah.
They should have gone back to the white, helmets with the Jets, which they've worn once in a while.
Yeah, they've done that. When Favre was there for the brief time he was there, I remember they had the white helmets. I like the 80s Jets look. That's what I remember growing up
to. But it's
no
different from what
they were.
They're no different from really what they were wearing now.
Yeah, the shade of green's a little different.
It's Kelly.
We're splitting hairs here. Yeah. It's a little different.
So now we're just waiting for the Giants to go back to the 80s.
The green looked a lot more familiar than what it has been before, and I know that they've done a lot more white on white lately. I think they're going back to the green and white on roads, which is good.
I just didn't notice any different. I'm like, if you're gonna do something like that, because I think we're in a good age of, like I kind of like the Arizona Cardinals' new look. You know, that's kind of changed a bit.
I like the old.
Seems like we're on a nice little run of either upgrades or tweaks.
The Browns with that white face mask.
Yeah, that you don't go, ugh. So whoever's in that world who doesn't work for Fanatics is doing a really, really a banger of a job.
Jags bringing back the 90s uniforms this year.
Yeah. The Bears are the same.
So you can have three helmets, right?
Yes.
Is that the way that's working now?
Yeah.
But the
Broncos are going to have
the Lions home uniform announced yesterday, which actually got leaked.
Yeah,
by somebody. That is a crisp looking uniform. But the blacks, but at least they're not going to wear those grays. I don't know what they ever saw in wearing all gray, except for, hey, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
let's look different.
On Thanksgiving. Well, it's, by the way, speaking of really odd tweaks, and
it's still on Thursday.
I don't remember seeing this last year, but is Green Bay still doing the Acme Packers? I don't remember seeing that jersey last year. You know, that really horrific.
I don't think they're that bad. I don't think they're that good either.
Oh, they're not good. Maybe I'm jaded because I'm very anti-Packers, but I thought those things were disgusting. When you look at
much
teams,
like Parkman shimmy.
Made me want to puke. Mm-hmm. Teams doing throwback uniforms. I mean, it literally looks like a pool ball with a number in the middle.
Well, while we're on throwback uniforms, I just want something different for Nebraska.
Black on Sunday?
No, no, I don't. So
on Sunday.
So to me, no.
Almost could have played Akron on a Sunday.
I hate surrender whites. Okay. Yeah. I like the white on the red on the road.
Yeah.
I think Nebraska football has one of the crispest uniforms.
Yeah. It's iconic.
I like the red on the white at home. I'm a stripes on the pants guy. The only thing, as they've had alternate uniforms and throwbacks and things like that over the last 15 plus years, I wish they would have, instead of just using it for one game, would have adopted the gray face mask that they wore against Oklahoma in 21.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I wish they would have gone, if they would have made that a permanent part of the helmet.
Yep. That is.
I remember you saying that back
then. It is
then.
A cool look. There have been some helmet things they've done. I liked the 2016 Omaha. What the hell am I talking about? The 2016 Northwestern Nebraska game where Northwestern was actually hosting. They wore those white and had the chrome look. They did something kind of cool with the helmet on that one, too, where it was essentially gray, but it was a little bit more of a flashy gray on the face mask. That was a cool look. There are subtle things. That's where I think where Adidas does very well. When they make subtle tweaks to where if you are a uniform geek and you see those things, that you'll notice it and appreciate it, but to the naked eye, they don't even know what the big difference is. That's where I think Nebraska needs to live, because when they try to get wild and crazy with the alphabet soup jerseys that they did with Wisconsin in 12, the all reds that it looked like they had masking tape, that had duct tape on the back for numbers. That's where I think Under Armour and Nike do very well. I don't think that's Adidas necessarily. That's like their wheelhouse. And for Nebraska, I don't think you want to go so dramatic, but where you can do a subtle tweak that you could actually have that into the rotation.
Yeah, you're right. Adidas. They work with Nebraska, but Adidas gets to say the final say on what the uniform is, the alternate uniform. When they wear their regular uniforms, which they should wear for 12 Saturdays a year, because I've never heard a recruit. Dylan Raiola never said in his poem, I'm coming to Nebraska because that alternate looked great. It was a banger.
The Oregon.
No recruit ever says I'm... We always say, well...
That's for the recruits.
Old man, stop shouting at the clouds. It's for the recruits. No recruit in the history of Nebraska's alternate uniforms have said... That got me to say yes.
Yeah.
And if they do, if they do, you're going to deny their commitment because you're going to go, what's wrong with you, boy?
Yeah, this is what you care about?
But I'm just saying, why not go gray face mask all the time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, all
just
the time.
Simple
okay.
thing. Just all the time. All the time. Just, you know what? It was great in 21. Looked fantastic. Result was not good. Doesn't matter. Things are different. I would like the gray face mask. Greg tweets in. Thank you for sharing. It is at Coniglia Field. Okay. They couldn't have the Storm Chasers and Union Omaha playing at the same time?
Apparently not. It's like a youth camp. You split up the fields.
No, like, you know, like just leave the diamond out there.
Yeah.
You have a soccer and baseball mashup at the same time.
That would be awesome.
It'll be like multi-purpose stadiums when we were younger. Yeah. September football at Anaheim. It would
and there comes a striker down the sideline, and he's cutting in as he dribbles around the defender. Oh, he got drilled in the head by a line drive.
Line drive.
And that's going to roll to the wall, and Prado might have a double.
Is that E8?
And then what you have to do is you have to have corresponding broadcasts as well, where Nick Batters, I don't...
like Naked
Gun. Do they do Union Omaha games on the radio?
Donnie Barnes sometimes does games from his house in Florida.
Okay, you could have Donnie and Nick Batters.
Because I think everything
is
on... ESPN Plus? I think so.
Yeah. No, just have all of them. Have Jake come up. Just everyone join. Just have a 10-person
booth. They're on the same booth. Just call them the action as they see it, too.
You've got,
be amazing.
You've got the the Union Omaha fans that are out on the Berman right field.
Yeah.
And then you've got the home run seekers out there.
Yeah. Everybody's running into each other. And
how do we not make this happen?
The Storm Chaser
diehards. It would be absolute chaos.
Oh, jam?
And there would be people injured. Like, for example, if you're rounding third base, you're going to run into the net.
Yeah. Oh, I hate when that happens.
I mean,
how about
I mean,
that?
The pitcher would be a little bit in a harm's way of just outside of the penalty box.
I don't know if Sporting KC comes up for something like that, but I think you're onto something. I think you could do that with an actual opponent.
You could grow your audience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You double it.
I didn't know we had a soccer team, and now we have baseball and soccer.
You know this to be true because you've lived in the baseball world. The baseball-soccer rivalry, it's something. I mean, it's almost, I don't know many people that are, I'm a diehard baseball fan, but God, I love soccer as well. You don't run across those people. It's usually one or the other.
I've never looked, but
if you love soccer, you probably hate baseball. If you love baseball, you probably hate soccer. That's just how it is. Except for Marty. Marty loves them both.
Does he?
Well, I think so.
32 past the hour. He's a baseball guy at heart. Brian Windhorst going to join us top of the hour. Hey, we have mashups all the time. Do they still do the... Now, they're not like sharing the same space, but don't they do gymnastics and wrestling at the same time in Lincoln at the Devaney Center, or they used to?
Oh, I don't know. That would be really cool, though. Like in this going on at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Do they just have like a divider?
Like
they bring down a curtain or something?
No. Like
it's just open?
Yeah.
On one side of it is... Oh, I've never heard of that.
Pick
that would
game.
Be fantastic.
Nebraska's done a mashup before of two winter sports. I think it was wrestling and something else.
And wrestling and gymnastics, too. To see combat versus finesse and beauty when you're looking at the flexibility of gymnast.
Was it mats and bars? Or I think this
happened. Oh, that's okay. I don't know, but that I could see that working, mats and bars. That's so cool.
Someone smart out there went to it, probably will let me know. All right. Brian Windhorst coming up at the top of the hour. Mike Schaefer a little bit later. And Matt Verzal as well on 1620 The Zone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.